This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll start with a little good news. Gas prices are going down just a little bit. Gas is $4.96 a gallon this morning, down from $5.01 a week ago. President Biden wants it to keep going down. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
President Biden says he's considering a federal holiday on the gasoline tax and could decide within days.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
A gas tax holiday would save Americans up to 18 cents a gallon. The administration has been looking for ways to spare motorists from higher prices at the pump.
A gas tax holiday would likely face an uphill climb, though, in Congress. Today, the House January 6th committee will focus on how then-President Trump pressured battleground state officials as he pressed false claims of election fraud. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The key witness will be Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who rebuffed pressure from then-President Donald Trump to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the Peach State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
In an AP interview after the call, Raffensperger, who was a Republican, said,
I wish it would have gone the other way, but my job is to be the scorekeeper, and that's how it shook.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Millions of Americans are sweltering in the heat and humidity. The National Weather Service warning of high temperatures across the plains and Midwest. The hot weather's moving east and will pester the Southeast in the next day or so. The nation's infants, toddlers, and preschoolers can now get their COVID shots. Vaccine shipments arrived in some locations over the weekend. $103 million. That's how much somebody paid at auction for a Nobel Peace Prize medal sold by a Russian journalist to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees. This is AP News. Now to the NHL and Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Walt Marsicano is in Tampa with this, and here is his report on the game.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have life. After dropping the first two road games of the best-of-seven series, they win at home, beating the Colorado Avalanche 6-2. The Bolts got scoring from all four of their lines. Andre Palat had a goal and an assist, as did Steven Stamkos.
We had a much better start. We had some chances. We had some shots. We had some offensive zone shifts, something we didn't really have early in the game, the last two. So it's a different feel. We're obviously comfortable in playing, you know, those tighter, you know, close games and games with the lead.
Nick Paul notched his fifth goal of the playoffs early in the second, which turned out to be the game winner. Anthony Cirelli, Pat Maroon, and Corey Perry each scored. Nikita Kucherov and Victor Hedman both finished with two assists. Both of Colorado's goals came on the power play off the stick of their captain, Gabriel Landeskog. Walt Marsicano, Tampa.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.